Master Souls. Today we are talking about active surrender, love. You know, I started out this video today. You can see that I'm in a state of, I've been crying. Because as I was preparing to record this, I really had to dive into the energy of surrendering to this beautiful heart chakra area, to really trusting that love vibration, to really lean into surrender, to giving and to receiving. And as I tap into that, the emotions automatically well up because it's such a beautiful state. So let me step back just a little bit and bring you on this journey with me. To actively surrender to love means that we need to trust love as an energetic resonance with our whole heart, right? It's our heart chakra. So as we look at where the chakra is in our body, what you'll notice is out of the seven major chakras that we're talking about in this active surrender series, you will notice that the heart is at the direct middle of everything. And in so many ways, our heart chakra is a bit like Grand Central Station, right? It's got three chakras below it running to the ground, from the ground to the heart, to the heart to the ground. And it's got three chakras above it, running from your heart to the universe to the heart. So everything that we feel, every emotion that we have, actually runs through this Grand Central Station in our bodies, in our hearts. And it brings the emotionality to life. So in many ways, when I'm asking you to trust your love, it's also to trust your emotions and to trust your feelings. Love is the highest vibratory emotion that we can feel, which also means that because this is Grand Central Station, because everything we have, every feeling, thought, story runs through Grand Central Station of our hearts. That means that this particular place of surrender requires us to trust that much more. Think of it as the way station for every story that every other chakra has. And if there were one chakra that we would concentrate the most on, you know, it's funny, as spiritual people, we tend to focus up here in our third eye and on our crown chakras. People, you know, start working when they're very, you know, in that do and success oriented, they work really hard on those lower chakras. But it's the heart that keeps us balanced. And it's our heart that if it's in alignment, everything else works better. So to really dive into what it looks like to trust and be present with love, we have to understand that we have to be present with all of our emotions. And to be in a state of non-judgment about everything that we feel. Because our heart processes every emotion in our body, including the tears that I had coming into filming this video for you. So as we go through that infinite ego loop and we look for that place of ignition, for that beautiful, juicy place where it all comes into alignment, then what happens is we look at all of the stories we have around receiving love, around giving love, stories from our past that gave us evidence of what love should look like, evidence of how we should express our love, what happens when we express our love. And then add that other layer of emotion. What happens when you express your emotion? What happens when you are overly enthusiastic with your emotion? What happens when you cry at Pacific Bell, Pac Bell commercials? Anyone else do that? Commercials. I cry at commercials. What happens in our world that we've learned around expressing that love, around giving the love? How many times has your love been rejected? Right? How many times have you given your love and had a response back that wasn't perfect? How many times have you received emotions from others that made you feel less loving, less loved? All of those stories that we have, even if we go down to the stories in our other chakras, go down to your desire stories, the stories that we have that lead us away from the path of trust, all those stories where it is wrong to desire, well, that comes right back up to love. And you talk about, you know, people talk about self-love as being this great place to be. Yes, it is, but we have all of these stories that are attached to that, don't we? Those are part of that infinite ego loop. Now, on the other side, we have the idealized stories of love, of what being in a perfect loving society would look like. No one would argue. No one would be angry. No one would be frustrated, right? We'd all be in like a Hallmark movie, the end of the Hallmark Channel movie, right? Where they fall in love instantly, then they have trauma, and then they get back together and they're married forever and always, and it's perfect. Fairy tale endings. We also have visions of those who are servants in the world, who are giving so much that they strip themselves of all of their possessions and all of their things, and they just give into the world selflessly. So we have these beautiful visions of what it looks like or what it should look like to be in the ultimate love state. But in reality, that's not what really happens. So what happens is we have all these expectations of what love should look like in the future. And we have all of these stories of what love looked like in the past. And they are very rarely a match for each other. And they're usually diametrically opposed. And so in order for us to really find that balance point, that surrender space for this particular vibration, for this particular chakra, what needs to happen is we need to accept that all of our emotions are right and valid, and that all of those stories no longer apply to us today, and that we get to be in choice. See, when we can release what we expect love to look like, it happens. And when we can release what we thought love was, it can become something so much richer and more beautiful. And that includes love for yourself. It includes love for others. It includes love for the planet, for the sky, for the spider that I saw crawling across my ceiling earlier today. It includes that love that we have that's a universal vibration. And so, in order for us to get to a place of surrender to love, we have to actually accept every feeling and emotion that we have. To understand that you cry. A commercial comes on TV and you cry, and that's okay. And a car cuts you off and you feel angry, and you can be present to that emotion and you can surrender to that emotion, say, oh, I'm angry, and let yourself be angry. And you can wake up and you can say, I am in love with the sky today, and just let that be that. Instead of saying, I love this sky today, it's incredible, but tomorrow won't be so good. And yesterday, God, it almost burnt my eyebrows off. You can just be present with your emotions and let them just flow through you. And that's when we're in a place of surrender with respect to love, with respect to our hearts. Because when we allow our hearts to feel what they feel without judgment, without attachment, without expectations, right? The judgments come from whatever happened in the past, and the expectations come from whatever we deem is right and proper for the future. And that place of surrender means just feeling what you're feeling and allowing yourself to feel that and letting that be okay. That's the surrender place for this chakra, is to actually not worry about where your emotions are taking you or where they're coming from, but to allow them to be, to allow yourself to be angry at that car that just cut you off and then let it go. Not because you're spiritually bypassing the emotion, not because you're looking at the emotion and saying, I don't want this emotion, this isn't a spiritual emotion, because that puts us into the ego loop. But rather saying, this is the emotion I'm feeling right now. And allowing yourself to feel that. Allowing yourself to feel passionate. Allowing yourself to feel angry. Allowing yourself to feel weepy, sad, joyous. It's about being fully present with your emotion. So I say that this is the chakra of love, but really at the core of it, this is the chakra of feeling everything. Remember, this is Grand Central Station. Grand Chakra Station, can we call it that? This is Grand Chakra Station. This is where everything gets filtered through. Everything that comes up through us and everything that comes down through us all goes into the heart, and our energetic being interprets it all right there. So if we're really surrendering to this heart, to this love, to this giving and receiving that we're always doing, with every train goes through this station, then we can understand that lots of emotion is totally natural. And that to surrender to that and to be okay with coming on a professional video already crying, that's what surrender looks like. That's what surrender right here looks like. So I am really looking forward to discussing this with you guys in the group. I love you all.